Welcome to Healing From Within, and I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and here with me today is special guest Hollis Durand, a sensitive and gifted medium and author of I Am Not Dead, I'm Different, which is a look at children and young adults in spirit who share their new awareness of life after death. Hello, Hollister.
Well, hello. It's so nice to speak with you after so many years.
Yes, but the years seem to melt away, and when we're here today in the same energy, it's like that time didn't exist. We're here.
Absolutely.
Right, Hollister, as you know, Healing From Within is a radio show that shares the dynamics of the universal laws of energy and possibly a new perspective on our remaining connected to those in spirit. Yeah, that's what we're trying to show people, that we just move from this dimension to another and energy can either be created or destroyed. So through spiritual communication, we can help both those on the earth plane and those beyond to learn about hope, forgiveness, and love, and help and become aware of the interconnectedness of all energy and all life. Wouldn't you agree?
I couldn't be more in agreement with you. In fact, if people go to my website, they'll see that I call myself the heart of mediumship because I work very much at the frequency of love. So, you know, I get no oogly googlies coming to me, but only loved ones in spirit and the connections that remain after someone passes through the transition we call death. I also have a free email newsletter called Love, Hope, and Healing in Spirit. Messages, Love, Hope, and Healing in Spirit. So you and I are absolutely on the same page when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. We do work from and speak from our heart and the truth of the oneness of our being. But in today's episode, Hollister, you and I will share our interactions with children in spirit and show how children can and do communicate with their parents and relatives. And we're going to try to observe how sometimes physical life may bring immense challenges to a person, a child, an adult, whatever, and that can lead to addictions, accidents, illnesses, or even suicide. And hopefully we will also show through specific stories how choices can be made that might determine our life beyond here in the spiritual realm. And we're going to try to answer questions about how mediums develop and expand their work skills and the differences between psychics and mediums and healers. I'm always asked about this, and I'm sure you are too. And we will share our visions and sense of what we as mediums feel just might exist beyond this physical earth plane. So, Hollister, many people are confused by the many spiritual gifts and abilities that both adults and children are exhibiting today. So let's try to clarify some of this for our listeners. Is there a difference between a psychic, a medium, and a healer?
Well, yes. I like to think of it this way. One of the reasons there's confusion is because almost all mediums, if not all mediums, work in psychic ways. Mm-hmm. Not all psychics necessarily work with spirit, and healers may also work with spirit yet use their intuition as well. So there's a lot of overlap that I think causes confusion.
Would it be accurate to say then all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums?
Yes, but I think we can clarify it even further by saying that it's where the information comes from that identifies it as psychic information or mediumship information. So a psychic will pick up information from a person's energy from here on the earth plane, as well as places and objects. So people who are working in the psychic realms are able to pick up information from the energy surrounding people, places, things on the earth plane. Mm-hmm. Now, a medium can do that, but as well connects with spirit. So I like to think of it this way. a psychic and a medium, we're all sort of computers, but we have different servers. So a psychic server is here on the earth plane. A medium server is in the spirit realms. And so that's where their information is coming from.
Right, right. So most intuitives receive in both ways. And mediums.
Absolutely can.
Yes, yes.
And I'll give you a perfect example. I was doing an event, and there was a lady in the audience who was denying the information coming through for her. And the spirit was being very insistent. So I said, well, the spirit's letting me know I need to pull the name out of a hat to see who he belongs to. And I walked over. I had everybody's names and addresses because they signed up for the mailing list. I reached in and pulled out a card, read the name, and it was the woman who was receiving the information. And she said, yes, I do know who this person is. I just didn't want to talk with him in front of a group. So I thought that was really interesting. He was being insistent. She was denying it. And I think that it was he using my psychic ability as well as I was reaching in to pull the correct card.
I agree.
So that's, you know, that's where it kind of works together.
I agree that a spirit and souls beyond do want to get their message across, and they will not give us more than the person who is receiving the information is ready for, and they're very clever in how they get to address what it is that they want to bring to us. So, Hollister, how do mediums learn the laws, rules, and guidelines of spirit communication? Many people think people are not trained and they just are born with some ability, but people do work hard to refine these skills and to learn how to give messages and to be disciplined in how to help, because all the mediums that I have worked with are very interested in doing a fine job in giving the people what they need in the most gentle and kind way. So
absolutely.
Yeah. How do psychics and mediums refine this innate quality? We all have it to some degree, but the ones who are working professionally, how do they refine it?
Well, I teach mediumship development, and the reason that I do that is because it's a combination of a lot of things. Everybody is born with some level of talent for this kind of work, or talent for music, or talent for art. We all have innate abilities, and then it's up to us how we choose to develop those abilities, and, you know, who we work with as far as teaching, and then how we use those abilities to reach the rest of the world, whether it's self-expression through music, whether it's spirit through expression through mediumship. So I liken it very much as a talent like any other. So there's the developing of the talent. And there's also the concept of ethics as related to mediumship as well. So there's a whole broad spectrum that within the short time we have together, I can't possibly address.
No, but I understand what you say, because I do believe I was guided to work with some of the finest mediums, and I met you years ago at one of the workshops that I was at with Robert Brown and John Edward and James Van Praagh, and I had an Australian teacher and an Israeli teacher and a Hawaiian teacher. We have been guided.
Absolutely
guided. To be with the right people. And I also personally believe that spirit seeks out a medium that will work in sync with their loved one here that is attuned in some way to give the messages that will be given for that particular person in the best way.
You know, you are so right about that. I was sitting in a group with mediums, and I joke, I say we sit in development circles in the dark, like Kodak film, waiting to develop. You know, but of course, with digital film, I can't use that joke too much longer. But we were sitting, and one of the other mediums said to me, oh, Holly, the spirits are talking about you. I was like, oh, great, how fabulous. And what they were talking about was who they were going to bring to which medium in the group. And I thought, now that's
validating
really,
that.
That's really interesting. So here we had a whole bunch of mediums, and the spirits were sort of conversing, well, I think that, you know, Holly would work well with this group, or, these people, we're going to set all this up, and so-and-so would work well with this group. I found that fascinating. You know, here we think that it's either by chance that someone sees your name, or because someone's well-known or whatever. No, it's not. Spirit has a hand in all of this. So I find that really exciting. And in my book, I talk about some of this, how the kids are so determined to get through. By the way, Cheryl, what did you think of the book? Did you like it?
I loved it.
What did you love about it?
You made it very clear. Well, I love that you pick the topic of children, because at this point I work with a lot of children and always have, and I was an elementary school teacher, and I have had guests on my show talking about parenting, because so many of the children being born now are coming in with spiritual gifts at a very high level.
And absolutely.
And they need parents and teachers who will be able to guide them and help them to develop and to do what they have to do to make this world a more advanced and more loving place to live. So I was very thrilled that you picked the idea of talking about children and all your readings with them, because most of the other mediums concentrate on adult readings.
Well, I'd like to take credit for the idea of doing this book, but I really, in many ways, I can't. When I met with HarperCollins, I gave them lots of different ideas for books, and they suggested that I write a book about children, because we just started talking about how talking with children in spirit is different from speaking with everybody else in spirit. And they were intrigued by that idea, and they said, please sit down and write a book about your communications with children. And to be honest, I was a little nervous about that, because it is such a responsibility, and I have such a sensitivity for parents who are grieving, that I really wanted to do this in just the right way, and tackle some of the difficult subjects with the wisdom that the kids bring to that. So, and I can't even claim the title for the book really either, because I was doing a session with a family, and the father put his head in his hands when I was talking with his son in spirit, and he said, he's dead and gone, he's dead and gone. And the kid, as fast as anything, said in my head, I'm not dead and gone, I'm different.
Oh, like, how beautiful.
Whoa.
So you got the title from spirit, just like I got the cover from my first book, Life is No Coincidence, from a drawing by a medium at one of the workshops.
And
it was from my mother in spirit, and that's how the cover for my first book came. So that's what we're trying to share today. We're trying to share with our listeners that spirit works with us. They're not really gone. They are just around and still learning and growing and expanding and helping us to do what we have to complete in this short life here in the physical realm. But we're going to go on to another thought right now. Thank you for explaining how that all started. It was what was needed right now. And as I say, I work with a lot of children, very gifted children, and I find I'm helping to empower them and their parents so that they will be able to develop and not be hampered by some of the limitations of other people and thoughts. And you're doing
it. We have kids in spirit who are working with us as well, and they aren't hampered any longer by challenges they faced here on the earth plane, whether they be physical, whether they be emotional, whether they even be spiritual. So that's the good news, is that the kids they never leave us, and they continue to work with us. And it's important to understand that we have to learn their language, which is the language of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn how they're getting through to us. Like, what can we expect? How we should prepare ourselves to hear from spirit? And I don't mean just parents who have lost children. I'm talking about all of us, because there's a whole part of our world that we're missing out on if we don't accept that there may be some spirits also working with us.
Hollister, we might liken it to the internet. We might say that communication has changed over the last 20 years so rapidly. And I believe that some of this is paving the way for the way we're going to communicate in the future, which will be telepathically. It will be working with spirit side by side. And this veil that they talk about that separates us will no longer be. We will not be separated from anyone or anything. We'll be all in this oneness of knowledge and peace and harmony. And I think it's the way we're evolving, the way
humanity. Well, that's one of the reasons why I really love to talk with kids in spirit, because kids today understand the concept of always being in contact.
Yes.
You know, it used to be that you only had a hardline phone. I mean, now people are in communication all the time. And we can argue whether it's good, bad, whether it's interfering with reading skills or right, who knows. But what I can say is kids understand the concept of communication with someone that they don't see. And they understand it all the time. And so even in my book, you know, I have spirit tweets. Because we thought, you know what, little thoughts from kids in spirit. It's like they send us these little tweets, these little thoughts, and kids understand this kind of communication. I think that's why they can be very adept at communicating with us from the other side.
Those tweets are little love notes. But
absolutely. Spirit tweets, yeah.
Hollis, it seems... this is a little sensitive, but I believe many mediums have expressed to me that they've had a near-death or death experience, however you want to look at it. Was that the case for you long ago?
Well, I had a serious, serious accident. I would not say I had any sort of classic near-death experience where, you know, I saw a white light, went into a tunnel. I mean, in my book, I talk about the seriousness of the accident,
mm-hmm.
but I don't talk about anything that happened after, you know, I had this accident, was knocked out and all, because I don't remember anything. And as far as I know, I did not die per se, but it was a very strong, traumatic experience.
But I think you mentioned that your abilities, you were intuitive from childhood.
But this accident,
they were enhanced as a result.
Absolutely. It took a few years because, I mean, this was really a devastating accident. I was in braces and eye patch, you know, the whole thing. But it absolutely physically changed me. It emotionally changed me. It spiritually changed me. And I really started on a quest to try to understand what I was seeing that other people weren't seeing. You know, was I crazy? Was I not crazy? You know, I really had to, I ended up going on this journey, which brought me here today.
Mm-hmm. And me too. And together. And here we are together. So, Hollister, now that we've described some of the ways that mediums develop and work, let's get into some of the questions that have been answered for you from souls and spirit during many of your readings. How might you describe what the landscape in heaven might look like? People are very curious about this. Or might heaven be a lot like Earth?
Well, what I find so interesting is that heaven and you know, is described to me, the afterlife and heaven is described to me differently depending on who I speak with. However, there are some consistencies across the board. Number one, people are not limited by any limitations they had here on Earth. So I will have people who are crippled at the end of their lives, who have had legs removed. I had one lady say, you know, start dancing around the room and saying, I'm dancing with your father in heaven, she told her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter was thrilled with that because her mother loved to dance but lost one leg and an extra foot before passing due to diabetes. So it was just amazing that it's sort of an action place. And kids talk about this all the time. I had one young man say, you know, I made that jump, that ski jump, you know. So there's the idea of action. You know, we think of spirits as resting in peace. And
oh no!
That's the furthest thing from the
right,
truth.
I think not even.
Yeah, and so I do think that all of these things are thought forms. Do I think there is actually snow falling in heaven? I don't think so, because they don't have a physical world like we do, but they do create thought forms. I've had groups of people say, talk about how bright it is over there, that it's light 24/7, and people here who dream of spirit will often report that the colors are like nothing they've ever seen.
Yes.
I had one father try to walk the parameters of heaven, like he used to walk his property here on the earth plane, and he reported that he's been walking and walking and finds no end to it. So apparently it's a very big place as well.
Yes.
There are
there are so many
different descriptions that I hesitate saying this is exactly what heaven is like, because I really do think we help create our own heaven.
Well, Hollis, do you know, as an intuitive Reiki energy healer and medium, part of my job, because all mediums do have a different abilities due to their upbringing, maybe past life connections, we're not sure of that, but I have felt that I have to empower people, parents and children, to find heaven on earth and let go of their limitations now while they're here, so that they can have a better quality of life and they can communicate better with each other and with spirit beyond. And so it's about creating our thoughts and our actions while we're alive, so that perhaps we create that quality of life that we want beyond here. So let me ask another very important question. So what if we don't like everyone beyond the earth? When we get where we are going, I know there's no hell and everyone gets to the same dimension, but I believe how they have lived and what they have created is going to provide some of what they will experience. So what if we get there and there are people that we didn't care to be with here, who were not good for our development? Can we avoid them? I think you address this in your book.
I do. I talk about that a lot in my book, because that is a big question. You know, I deal with parents who've lost children to murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all sorts of their, you know, challenges around the way people have passed. And I'd like to address what you were talking about with thoughts and all this kind of thing. We tell ourselves stories every day. And one of the things that the spirits will often do through me as a medium, and other mediums I'm sure as well, is to help us change the stories that we're telling ourselves about our lives and our limitations and about their deaths. I had one young woman say, "When my father killed himself, he killed me too." And I looked at her. I said, "Well, I don't know what to tell you, but you're not dead." You know, and I mean, her father began to totally reframe her whole way of looking at his death. She was, you know, he basically said, "Don't own my death."
Uh-huh.
And she realized, wait a minute, I'm making his death mine. I'm making his choices mine. I'm owning his death and living as though I'm dead while I'm still alive. And very often the spirits will help people, you know, rewrite everything that they thought they believed about death. Very often the only time people start questioning life, death, and life after life is when they've lost someone they love. Up until mm-hmm. that point, it's like the status quo, life goes on, you know, I have a great life, and then all of a sudden we're brought up short.
Well,
and
I think
the journey begins.
Yeah, I think spirit, they do not want us to hold the pain of their passing. They want us to go on and enjoy the quality of our life, and that's what that father was saying to his daughter. My death and my story are mine, and yours can be completely different, so go on and have the best life you can and fill it with joy and fill it with passion and fill it with an understanding of who you really are as a spiritual being having this physical life who
and
will endure beyond here.
And even those with whom we've had difficult relationships, and this brings us back to the question you asked.
Mm-hmm.
Those with whom we've had difficult relationships will often show up in my sessions. And remember, I work only at the frequency of love. So even if you've
as
had a difficult...
Yes,
yeah.
As,
So even if you've had a difficult relationship and someone comes into the session with me, they're coming with love, hope, and healing, and working with you to change the legacy that they may have helped create through either drug addiction, suicide, abuse, whether it be sexual or physical or emotional. So we sometimes have the most unlikely allies in our lives here. And almost everything begins with, when we have a difficult relationship that's on the mend, it begins with, I'm sorry.
Yes. Forgiveness.
So it's really exciting to see how we can change those things here. And what's important to understand is that as we can change here, spirits can change on the other side.
So we're affecting each other.
We are affecting each other, and that's a really important point to bring home. You know, I had somebody who could not believe that her brother came through. She thought he was evil, he would never change, you know, all of that. What I say is change is the only constant that we have. And so if you think that people on the other side can't change, then I would say we can't change either. Because as above, so below, and as below, so above.
Yes. And I think what we seek here on this earth is peace and harmony and balance. And Spirit finds that and wishes to share it with us. And on that note of friendship and joy and happiness, I would like to thank you, Hollister, for joining me today. And please go to www.hollisterrand.com. to see her new book and look at her new book, which is I'm Not Dead, I'm Different. And I thank you for your sincerity and honesty for sharing through your ability of sensing and seeing and hearing and feeling the energy and feelings of loved ones in spirit, the truth, the simple truth that we do not die. And in wrapping up today's show, I hope we have discovered that kids in spirit actually still share love for their families and friends and may even be able to be part of belonging to a group in a much simpler and less controlling way as they have found greater hope and love and freedom, and they're no longer engaged in destructive or limiting behaviors often associated with peer pressure. We may have also found out more about the way mediums learn and work with spirit to connect them to each other. And know this, I think you said something to this effect in your book, Hollister. Mediums are not judges, but communicators, and must come from a loving and balanced perspective in order to be the catalyst for the best reunion for souls to come and connect with their relatives or friends on the earth plane. So often, as a result of this reunion, through a medium and through a session, they can heal broken or unfinished relationships. So our goal and the goal of all mediums is to help people move forward with greater love and less suffering. I am Cheryl Glick, your host for Healing From Within, and please feel free to go to my website, www.cherylglick.com, to read and listen to leaders in the field who discuss their own discoveries of the many mysteries of our lives, our world, and beyond.